This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go, boys and girls. It's time for the United States and world of Health Talk Radio, the Robert Scott Bell Show, in my best announcer voice. Just playing with you because we kick off the week in style lately for the last number of weeks with my good buddy John Rappaport, an investigative journalist, talking about what's happening in the world, who's co-creating your reality for you, who's trying to disempower you, and ways you can unplug from that. Maybe it's a pharmaceutical or medical matrix or otherwise. And we're on the air 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We kick it into gear right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. We'll also take you to nomorefakenews.com. And we're going to start out with a story, apparently. John Rappaport tells me last week he was set to host, I guess, 1 hour or the final hour of the Alex Jones Show, which is also, as far as I know, still goes out on GCN as well. And the subject matter, where it went, what happened before, during, and after, John, you got me hooked, but you got to now hook everybody else.
All right. This is a good one, Robert. So I occasionally host the last hour of the day on the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars. And so I was set to do, this was 2 days ago, Wednesday, 4 days ago, Wednesday. So I'm preparing for this, and I decided what I wanted to do was to play clips from the film Vaxxed 2, which, for people that don't know, is one of the most powerful films ever made about the horrendous effects of vaccination on children. And there are stories straight there, parents, children. You see the children, you see the parents. Mm-hmm. And so I had, because the whole thing was to talk to people, not about the film, but also say, okay, so now Bill Gates wants to vaccinate the world.
Right, tie it into something very contemporary, what people are now resonating with and against, in fact, because I pointed out that even people that are pro-vaccine are now coming out saying, well, not that one. I don't think I'm going to be doing that one, right? And there was a section in that film, Vax 2, which, ironically, that very same day that you were hosting, I didn't know you were going to host Alex's show. Earlier that day, we had Polly Tommy, Brian Burroughs, and Toby Tommy on because they were releasing the entire segment of the film on HPV vaccine injury, and they were saying, well, we're going to let that out to the world right now, and I find that fascinating. That was great timing for you to do what you planned to do. Now, did it happen? I didn't get a chance to listen. What happened?
All right, so I had prepared the six clips that I was going to play, and I made sure, hopefully, I got the timing right. I'm really a caveman when it comes to all this stuff. I watched a screener of the film, and I selected six stories of parents and their children, that leave no doubt about the effect of a number of vaccines. In fact, really, you're talking about all vaccines. And the producer of the show assured me that everything was good to go, Everything was fine. The people over there at InfoWars had checked the clips. Everything was perfect. She sent me, you know, what they had done. I looked at the clips. Yes, these are the clips. Okay, great. And I was going to call them out. Play clip one, play clip two, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm sitting at my computer, ready to roll on Skype, 15 minutes before the show starts, and the lights blink in my room. And they blink again, and the power goes off in the whole house. Bang, dark. Cut off. I've got a landline phone, no cell. My computer, of course, doesn't work. All the lights are off. There's no way to contact her and tell her what happened. And I'm sitting there in the dark, screaming. I mean, I'm just flipping my lid. Crying. People who took the power down. And I find out later that day, that my blog coincidentally went down for about an hour. And supposedly it was just some little technical problem, but I mean, right at the same time as the power went off, and I'm sitting there in the dark screaming, and there's a friend of mine who's over at the house here, fortunately, and he comes downstairs very calm, what's happening, and I, you know, blurt out this, you know, amid many curses.
Can you believe the timing? What the, you know, I know. I feel it like if I go to broadcast and that happens, it's like, oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. He's got a cell phone. So I tell him, I get my book out. Okay, call the producer of the show. He calls the producer, goes to voicemail because she doesn't know what that number is.
Mm-hmm.
Call her again. He does. This time she picks up, and I'm screaming and shouting, this is what happened, the power went off, and my friend says very calmly to her, maybe we can set up Skype on my cell phone. She says, yes, I'm sure we can, very calmly.
Wow.
So they're fine. I'm screaming, walking around, cursing, and within 5 minutes, they set up Skype, and I'm sitting there in front of a cell phone on a stand in the dining room, ready to roll.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I do the hour. It's pretty ragged. I mean, I look low. I wandered in out of it at 2 in the morning. But nevertheless, got the message across, played all the clips except one, talked about the vaccines, told people they had to watch it. I was just, you know, over the top, basically, mm-hmm. the whole hour. Don't remember too much about it. We got it done, and halfway through the show, the lights went back on in the house, which allowed us to plug in the cell phone to the charger, just in case the juice ran out on the cell phone before the show was over.
Right.
So we made it through to the end, and you know, afterwards, I'm just telling, you know, one part of your mind says, don't be paranoid. One
yeah.
part of your mind says, don't be paranoid because, you know, something went out in the neighborhood in the power and they fixed it. So it's not a problem. And the other half of your mind is screaming words I cannot.
Yeah, say on radio.
There.
Yeah,
I'm not being paranoid. They cut off the power in my house 10 minutes before I'm going to show clips from the most powerful movie ever made about vaccines.
The timing is suspect.
To say the least. To say the least, yes. And I guess the only... I'm in a large email group, and so I sent out a curse-written message to yes. the group the next day about what happened and said, you have to watch the film, an influential scientist in the group took me up on it, which I just heard about because I saw his email.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he paid for it and he watched it. And I mean, he said not only did it blow his mind, I mean, it was kind of like, I don't remember the exact wording, it changed his life forever.
Wow.
And he demands that everybody in the group, each of whom has many contacts, watch the film, tell everybody else to watch it. So I'm telling your audience, you've got to watch Vaxxed 2 to understand the reality of vaccines. You know, the way it shakes out for me is when you watch the film, you feel like it's ripping your soul to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, on another level, it's putting your soul together, whether you recognize it or not. It's girding you for the struggle. It's empowering you to look deeper into yourself as to what you intend to do about this situation that we're in,
mm-hmm.
and which I am now calling the 10,000-year war, because I believe that's what it is, involving the medical cartel and everything that they're using to enslave the planet.
Yeah. And why is this film, and I've witnessed, I got to go to one of the premieres at an event in Florida last year, so powerful. I mean, I have my perspective on it, and if I, we've talked about telling stories, telling our story, how history was made by stories after story being passed down generation to generation, and what we're now in an era at a time where there's a desperate attempt to stop people from telling their stories. I mean, this is all about censorship of those who have experienced things like are revealed in Vax 2, why they've become not anti-vaxxers necessarily, but ex-vaxxers, for instance, for most of us. And I've said that you cannot leave that film the same that you entered it. Maybe you are already aware because you're longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, or you know John Rappaport. I mean, we did Vaccines Armed and Dangerous 10 plus, almost 11 years ago, that we were talking about. It's longer than that, of course. So it's not necessarily new to us, but it's a much more visceral experience to see, hear, and feel story after story, family after family. So when we come back, let's follow up on this experience that he did on the Alex Jones Show last week and get some more sense of where people are at after they witness this and why. If you have not yet, you simply must. And we'll link it up in the show notes, too, at robertscottbell.com. More with John Rappaport, No More Fake News, after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's movie time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, we talk about real. I'm not into like horror movies per se, John, you know, in terms of science fiction and fiction. I mean, I can understand and appreciate them, but the most horrific movie you can see is more real than you can imagine, but it's a vitally important movie to see. It's called Vax 2, The People's Truth. We have talked about it a number of times on this show. We just had some of the filmmakers on last Wednesday, ironically the day that John Rappaport was scheduled to appear to do the final hour of Alex Jones' show on InfoWars and what happened, the power outage, and the backup plan that just emerged out of the blue, thanks to a friend, that made it possible for the show to go on. And John has sent us the link, so if you want to watch that hour of the show, you can now do so and kind of get a sense of the clips, and then hopefully you'll go to Vax 2 and buy it, rent it, whatever you got to do to watch it and share it with others. So, John, I was saying about, you know, my experience being very visceral and its stories that are being told. They're so much more powerful than almost, well, perhaps anything, even so-called scientific reports and peer-reviewed medical literature published to say yay or nay on vaccines. The real stories coming out that are undeniable that you witness in a very visceral fashion in this film.
Yeah, you made the crucial point. It doesn't matter what scientific literature you've accessed before or what your point of view about vaccines was before. You can say, well, I already knew that. But you won't. You won't say that because when you watch the film, it's going to hit you in a place where you haven't really been hit in the same way before, unless it's happened to you.
Right, unless you're one of those families or even a family like that that has not been on film, but you know the experience because you've lived it. But if you haven't, this is like being brought into a reality that, you know, I'm not saying that you probably are going to enjoy, but you must see to experience it in a non-experiential way. The best way I could say it, it's not have to go through what they've gone through.
Exactly. And not to try to analyze it too deep, pick it apart. But, for example, you'll see parents who start talking on camera, and they're sitting there with their children who have been damaged by vaccines. And this didn't happen yesterday to them. It happened, a year ago, 3 years ago, whatever. So they're used to it by now? I mean,
yeah.
It's nothing new to them. But nevertheless, as they start talking, you see what surfaces in them. Sometimes it takes a minute, sometimes 2 minutes, whatever it is, but you see it happening as they, in a sense, go back to the beginning when it happened. There's nothing that resembles it. I mean, because it's all done under the guise, supposedly, of healing. I mean, that tradition of healing goes back so far in human history, it would have to go back to the very beginning, whatever that means. In some form or another, people have been trying to heal themselves and each other forever. And noble sentiments and truths emerge out of that, along with all of the corruption. And we are led to believe that in the 20th century, it finally established itself as a real science and all that that implies. And this just crashes that to pieces. It crashes it totally. The people who lived 5,000 years ago could never have imagined this form of destruction. If you put it in front of them, they would just shake their heads and say, I don't even understand what is going on here. How can you explain it to me?
Hmm.
You know?
Under the guise of medicine, healing, and we look at the emergence, particularly in the 20th century, now 21st, of allopathic, as we call it now, thanks to Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathic medicine, an antagonistic viewpoint of medicine for the body, and how it has become the leading cause of death in the West, and specifically the vaccine construct, the leading cause of destruction of life before it almost begins, even begins in childhood and infancy. We'll talk more about that, the experience of Vax 2 with John Rappaport when we come back from this break. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Stick with us, a lot more powerful healing to come.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The World Health Assembly is usually a sedate annual gathering of senior government health officials in Geneva, attracting very small amounts of attention outside healthcare specialists. But tomorrow, it's set to bring a summit like none before. Not only has the coronavirus killed at least 300,000 people globally and brought a wrenching economic recession, it's triggered a drastic escalation in tensions between the world's two largest economies, the United States and China. Embroiled in the dispute is the World Health Organization, the United Nations agency, for which the Assembly in Geneva acts as a decision-making body. And now there's the question if the United States will even show up. President Donald Trump has already moved to withdraw American funding from the WHO, which advises its 194 member countries, but actually has no power to enforce healthcare policy. This is USA Radio News. The Texas Supreme Court blocked a lower court order that had allowed residents to vote by mail if they cite concerns about catching the coronavirus. Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton petitioned the court for the stay after an appeals court upheld the lower court ruling last month and lifting restrictions. The stay prevents county election officials from formally taking mail-in ballot applications from voters, which they can do beginning 60 days before an election. Texas held its primary in March, and it wasn't immediately clear whether the High Court would hear the arguments and issue a final ruling before Election Day in November. Five sailors on the U.S. aircraft carrier sideline in Guam due to COVID-19 have tested positive for the virus for a second time and have been taken back off the ship. The resurgence of the virus in those sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt underscores the behavior of the highly contagious virus and raises more questions about how troops that test positive can be reintegrated into the military, especially submarines and ships. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
When I talk about dominant paradigms or perspectives on reality, of course, my bias now in the natural realms of healing as a homeopath, it wasn't where I started because I was raised pharmaceutically in a medical family, pharmaceutical people, my dad and my uncle was a medical doctor. I didn't even know there was another way, and that we've been hoodwinked or hypnotized or programmed into believing there's only one form of medicine that's legitimate on the planet. Now, throughout our history, the history of the planet and the people on it, we've used medicinals from Earth, from the plants that are given to us, right? In a modern science sense, they altered via chemical manipulation the plants to deliver synthetic versions or synthetic analogs of those substances that were out throughout history used for healing or to alleviate or ameliorate issues or symptoms. And then it changed it, and it, something went wrong. And then there were doctors that called them out on that, including, I mentioned, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy in the late 18th and early 19th century, who said the medicine of his day was more dangerous than the disease he was
attempting to cure, and he did not like doing that, and that's what led him to observe nature and found another system, a homeopathic system that would be more in alignment with nature, not to abolish it or attack it or destroy it. So there are competing thoughts or paradigms or perspectives that we in the West, John, in the 20th century, kind of lost sight of. And perhaps in the 21st, with the help of films like Vaxxed and the horrific reality of what you've been reporting on for many years, and others, scientists, researchers who have published on it, have brought out more effectively than even their peer-reviewed medical literature, which you keep hammering, and I do too, doesn't seem to make a movement or a dent, and suddenly a film that shares stories is now having an impact, even in the scientific and medical community, that all the science in the world, so-called published, can't do or couldn't do.
Yes, doctors have been dragged to see the film by their friends.
And patients.
And they come out. Yeah. They come out completely different after they've watched it. And for people who haven't seen the film, there's a moment in it when Polly Tommy, the producer, says, we need a bus to go around the country so that we can find these people and their stories and put them on film. And like 12 hours later, she's got a bus. And there's a big, and they put up a big, sign on the side of it, Vaxxed 2. And we go around the country. And you see what happens. People show up. I mean, it can't be simply that you call ahead to Cincinnati or something, you know, and say, we're bringing a bus into the city. And we're talking to people who have children that have been vaccine injured. And whoever you are in Cincinnati, would you tell other people to show up? It looks to be spontaneous. People show up and they write their names on the bus. And the number of names grow and grow and grow. And there are people there telling their stories. It's amazing, which lets you know that even though many people are showing up like that, they're just a fraction, a tiny fraction of the number of kids and adults who have been severely destroyed and damaged by vaccines. That this is under the surface, cut off from exposure by the media intentionally, to paint a picture that everything is fine and okay, and all people have to do is to take this wonderful set of vaccines and they will be protected against disease, which is the first. This is the world that we're not living in. And the more that I cover this, the simpler it seems to be, you know? Like, for example, I don't know how many times I've explained this, but people will say, but, you know, the vaccines have completely wiped out diseases. I mean, we had a million cases of this, and then we had 15,000 after the vaccine was introduced. So how can you possibly say that blah, 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 you know? And so and then there are, of course, graphs that show that the mortality rate from childhood diseases was already on a severe decline before the vaccine was ever introduced and all of that. But to me, the simplest explanation is that unfortunately people don't know what creates the symptoms, the very visible symptoms of a childhood disease like measles. Mm-hmm. They just don't understand that. They've never been taught that. They've never thought it through. They've never asked questions. That the rashes, for example, which make the doctor say, well, your kid has measles. You know, why is that? Where do these rashes come from? Well, they come from, let's take sort of classical theory, that you have some kind of insult to the body, you could call it a virus or whatever, or toxicity, and then the body, the immune system of the body, responds powerfully and suddenly.
Responds powerfully, yeah. And, and throws it out, even what we call violently, as is the nature of acute responses in a healthy human or child.
An inflammatory response, mm-hmm. powerful. And it's that combination of events that causes the rashes. It's not the intruder. It's mm-hmm. the intrusion or toxicity plus the action of this huge immune system inflammatory response that causes those rashes to appear.
The restoration response. It's unfortunately in allopathic medicine, as we now know, it's suppressing the corrective mechanisms that the body is utilizing to get through whatever it is, and we might even say it's a rite of passage. And I want to thank you, John, once again for connecting me with Dr. Thomas Cowan, who we had on last Monday, a week from tomorrow, last Monday. And we went into some places and things. He's a physician, medical doctor, that no one ever goes or talks about. And we did over 90 minutes together. And, you know, again, thank you for connecting us, because it was one of the most popular interviews we've done in a long time, maybe ever. And it's growing, because I think people are more ready than ever to hear a different story or perspective on what these things are that we've been told we must fear, germs, viruses, whatever, that they aren't what they appear to be or what we've been programmed to believe they are.
Yes, exactly. And so the other half of that little story is this. Since the vaccines suppress the immune system, cause it to be distracted, shall we say, and deal with the toxic chemicals and the germs that are directly injected into the body, that lowers the immune response of the body. It can't mount an acute, full-on inflammatory reaction, so you don't get the rashes.
Right.
And
right.
So therefore they can say, we've eliminated measles,
mm-hmm.
because you don't see the signs and the symptoms, but it's not because the kid has become healthier as a result of the vaccine, just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the deception, the primary deception. That's why it looks like all these cases of measles have disappeared as a result of the vaccine, but what's really happened is that the power of the immune system has been reduced below the level where it can mount a successful acute
Nice.
Inflammatory reaction.
Yeah.
And that's the story that people have to understand.
Well, and we mentioned it too. I remember 10 plus years ago in the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar we did, that I said if vaccines can be credited with doing anything, and I'm not saying positive, but just something that you can go, oh, yeah, they do that. It was to suppress the expression of what they call disease, which was really the immune response correcting and maturing, in fact, the child's system, you know, whether it be liver in relation to measles, etc. And so exactly what you've described there is exactly right. That's what we see when you say you've eliminated something. You haven't eliminated whatever it is. You've reduced the immune response to the point where you can't see anything manifest at all, and you call that a victory. In the meantime, we've driven, what, 54% of all young people in America into chronic disease instead of healthy, acute responses that strengthen you. You are now weakened permanently if you don't know what to do to correct it.
Exactly. Now, if somebody in the mainstream ever wanted to do a real study, which they don't and never will, they would try to prove that vaccines actually improve the overall health of a child or an adult. And they would have indicators, true indicators of what health means to start with, another thing they will never do. And then they would run a study, and what they would discover is, to their shock, that genes are actually in the opposite direction, that they are destroying health.
The vaccines are actually detrimental to your health, not beneficial, and yet the argument of success to vaccines is, we don't see what we used to see, yet they don't see what actually has transpired as a result of mass experimentation on the public. A chronically
Perfect.
Ill, deficient, sick population of young people, of course, aging out long before we would call them aged.
Perfect, Robert. Perfect. That's exactly it. Just write that in flaming letters on the sky. That's it. right there in a nutshell. You don't see what you used to see, but what you don't see is the worst of it. And that's the deception. You know, it's like a guy on a street corner with a little table and three shells and a pea, and he's playing the shell game, and nobody can figure out under which shell the pea is after he gets through, because because he's a good trickster. And this is the trick. This is the trick. Now, many doctors and researchers and whatever, because they're true believers in the Church of Biological Mysticism, don't understand what they're actually doing. They are just true believers. But there are people in the cult who do understand what trick it is that they're working.
Mm-hmm. And so what can we do to undo their trickery? And part of what we've discussed today, and we've got one more segment with John Rappaport, is to start telling our stories. Start telling your stories. What has your experience been? And let maybe Vax 2 be the inspiration to do that and to transform the doctors that were trapped in it, that paradigm, that dogma, to help them out of it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Folks, the Vax 2 movie, I know some people might be off-put by the way we describe it, because it is pretty horrific what you'll witness, but it is so life-affirming and empowering, especially as it evolves toward the latter part of the film, where you begin to interview these same parents that had vaccine injured or even killed children, and they had more children after that. But now, having been awakened to the dangers of these vaccines, did not vaccinate the children, did not allow that to happen. And the stories of life-affirming beauty and amazement happen as these children in the same families of having, you know, children diagnosed with autism, etc., the children who are not vaccinated after those children had happened prior, new children brought into this world by the same parents, completely healthy. No chronic diseases, ailments, illnesses, no ear infections, on and on, no autism. And you're like, oh my gosh, they can't contain it now. It's out. It's over. And John, as we talk about that part of the uplifting part of the movie, and it ultimately is, I also talk about the religious community, the needs of the people to read their Bible or whatever text that they have. And it would put an end to this dangerous injection obsession of the allopathic profession tomorrow, today, I think. And so there's a lot of uplifting things yet to happen.
No question about that. And off the air, we were discussing, and I can't find the email right now, a missive, a petition that was put together by the priests inside the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church on their own, and enlisting doctors, scientists, journalists, et cetera, and other people of any faith to sign on to it, which really is earth-shaking, because they are talking about the whole business as, you know, basically dark forces who are instituting these lockdowns and controlling the narrative on what is happening against actual data, to imprison populations and to take control over populations and to also separate people from their own faith, which would, as you say, dictate in a matter of minutes where the highest authority comes from, and it isn't the state or the government by any stretch of the imagination. And so if this and other such movements gain strength within religious groups and communities and churches and temples and what have you, of all religions, to absolutely denounce what's going on, and saying that the whole idea of forbidding people to gather in services in houses of worship, really? And people have been going along with this? Are you kidding? If these folks wake up,
yeah,
and I see evidence that it is happening, especially as, you know, the lockdowns are being loosened somewhat, that people will be getting together saying, you know, it's like you emerge from a nightmare. What were we thinking? What were we doing? I mean, we actually left this house of worship and dust all this time.
Right.
When this is supposed to be the center location, physical location, where we come to affirm our faith that goes beyond any government, any state, any earthly power.
Our divinity, as I say. You know, I've talked about it in terms of it being a Luciferian agenda because, you know, of course, you know, I joke about Moses comes down from the mountain with the two tablets and says, these are the guidelines how God wants us to live. Except there's a little asterisk at the bottom. He said, except in case of emergency, like if the government says there's a virus, then yeah, abandon all of these rules and principles and don't come. Or look at one another as vectors of disease and death, right? We should not love one another, cherish one another, embrace one another with affection. And, you know, of course, you begin to look at it that way. And you're like, how absurd. We were absolutely being lied to. This is not an agenda of spirit and God. This is an agenda of Lucifer.
Well, that would be the conclusion.
Yeah.
I mean, the obvious conclusion.
And that, John, unfortunately, is where we have to conclude. We're out of time this hour. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
John Rappaport, my friend, no more fake news. And we'll have the link as well to that Catholic church or the priest within it making that pronouncement. And we want you to review that as well. Y'all go watch Vax 2. We've got another hour of broadcast healing coming up. Go to robertscottbell.com, nomorefakenews.com. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.